Track 7, Normal for Norfolk. We've heard many times in Just Talk about landmarks or institutions which hold a special place in our hearts, and this place is one of those. I'm sure some of you will have fond memories of the Regal Cinema in Wyndham. So sit back now and listen to Dorothy with a potted history of this historic icon.
For more than 50 years, until its closure in 1993, the Regal Cinema gave the townspeople of Wyndham an escape from the trials and tribulations of daily life with tales of romance, drama and adventure. The display at the Wyndham Heritage Museum, made possible by a generous bequest from the estate of Michael Armstrong, traces the history of this cinema, its role in maintaining morale during the war years, its decline in the post-war years, and tells the stories of the people who worked there. Michael Armstrong was a lifelong supporter of the museum, and the display also tells his involvement with the Regal and how, with Philip Yaxley, he kept the memory of the cinema alive after its closure with the Regal experience. There has been a cinema in Wyndham on Town Green since 1917, but in 1936, Douglas Bostock purchased a field off Frescroft Lane for a new cinema, which opened in 1937, showing Swing Time, starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. At the opening, he pledged that the high standard of the programmes presented would be maintained at a level comparable with that secured by the biggest of the cinema circuits. With Norwich thought too far to travel to, the years up until the 1960s were the heyday for the cinema. During the Second World War, the cinema played an important role in maintaining the townspeople's morale. The 1960s and 70s were challenging times for the Regal, with increased competition from both larger Norwich cinemas and the popularity of television. It was forced to close in 1962, and then again in 1976. Both times it was saved, first by Roy Dashwood, who bought it in 1965, and then by the Wyndham and District X Services Social Club in 1977. During this time, it was managed by Les King, who has started work at the cinema as a doorman. Les worked tirelessly to keep the Regal going, but despite his efforts, it closed for the final time in 1993. Michael Armstrong first started working at the Regal, fetching fish and chips for the staff, and progressed from delivering advertising leaflets to projectionists, a role he continued to perform until the cinema finally closed in 1993. After the closure, he was determined to keep the memory of the Regal alive. He converted his garage into a replica of the cinema and invited film lovers to relive the experience of watching a film show in this unique setting. In 2000, he helped form the Regal Experience Group with the aim of showing classic films at the Regal. These Sunday events were made even more special by visits from stars of the films such as Gene Simmons, Virginia McKenna, Jean Kent, Dora Bryan, Rita Tressingham, John Layton, Shirley Anne Field, June Whitfield, Helen Fraser, and Fred Astaire's daughter, Ava Astaire McKenzie. Neil, who works for the museum, said, "I have attended many screenings of classic films at the Regal Experience. The carpeted audience area is split into two floors, with table seating on the bar floor, and down in the dance floor area there are seats arranged in rows, plus tables arranged around the outside with built-in seats. There is a bar for refreshments, and this faces the screen. A giant 60-foot square screen with rich velvet curtains hiding the delights and wonders of the big screen." A recent screening at the Regal was a special event commemorating Michael's life work at the cinema. A special film about him featuring images of the stars he had met was played before the main feature, the Virginia McKenna Bill Travers, Peter Sellers and Margaret Rutherford film The Smallest Show on Earth, which, appropriately, is about a couple trying to save a rundown flea pit cinema.
Thank you, Dorothy. A much-loved local facility indeed.